You're going to hear a speaker giving advice about how to deal with stress in everyday life. First, look at questions 1 to 6. As you listen to the first part of the talk, answer questions 1 to 6.
We hear an awful lot about stress these days. There seems to be more pressure in everyone's life. So, is there anything we can do about it? Well, I think there is. And I'm going to suggest a few ways of slowing down the pace of life and making things a little less frenetic. Let's talk about working hours first. Do you find yourself working later each day just to deal with your workload? The problem is that you'll be even less able to cope the next day if you don't give yourself time to relax. So, my first tip is to set a finishing time and then make sure you keep to it. That's unless you have a real crisis to deal with, of course. Next, what do you do at midday? Do you just eat a sandwich at your desk or, worse still, skip lunch altogether? Well, nobody can work efficiently for 8 hours non-stop. So the next tip is to give yourself a proper lunch break. I mean one that lasts at least 30 minutes. And do try to get away from your desk. Get some fresh air. And what about all those messages which are waiting for a reply? Don't panic. Start each day by putting things in order of priority. Deal with the most urgent emails, faxes or phone calls first. The less important ones can wait. Remember, it's important to take control of technology rather than letting technology take control of you. Now, do you suffer from clutter? I mean, all the stuff that lies around on your desk because you don't know what to do with it. Well, there's a very useful piece of equipment called the waste paper bin, and that's the best place for an awful lot of clutter. So use the bin for what it's there for. Be ruthless. You'll tackle the important things much more effectively with a clear desk. It's important to be realistic. You won't always be able to clear your in tray by the time you leave. But don't worry if there's still some work. The chances are that you'll be able to deal with the in tray much more efficiently next day. Remember, work should be fun. Really. If you do find that things are getting on top of you, go and find someone to talk to, only don't talk shop. Pick something to talk about that's outside work, a football match, say, or a film. You'll feel much better, believe me.
Now look at questions 7 to 10. As the talk continues, answer questions 7 to 10.
Okay, let's think about home now. The important thing when you get home is to forget about work. Don't go on about the awful day you've had. Make a point of listening to other people instead. Find out what's been happening in their lives. And what do you do to relax in the evening? The main activity for most of us, I'm afraid, is watching television. The problem with this is that it's a passive activity. It won't recharge your batteries and it won't re-energize you. So give the TV a miss and do something with your friends or family instead. That's far better relaxation. Another good way to use your leisure time is to do something for someone else. After all, life is about more than making money or passing exams. Why not get involved in your local community in some way? You could lend a hand at your local school or old people's home, for example, or help raise money for a local charity. And finally, why not take up a new activity? Maybe something you've always wanted to do but weren't sure you were capable of? You could join a painting class, for example, or take lessons on a musical instrument. You could even take up a new sport, like water skiing. Why not? You might discover a talent you never knew you had. And on that positive note, I think I'd better stop, and maybe if there are some questions...